Well, as I've to have guests for the official opposition to the NDP to join us here, the Trending 55 Hot Seat. We're pleased to be joined on the live right now by Amanda Chapman. She is the NDP's education critic and also the MLA for Calgary-Bedington. First of all, Amanda, thanks for taking the time to join us here today.
Oh, thank you so much for having me, Kyle. I appreciate the opportunity.
All right. The main thing we want to talk about today is some concerns that have come up recently around education funding. I believe it was the last week the Alberta Teachers Association came out with a report over some different school divisions across the province, including a handful in our region, in the Peace region, northwest in Alberta, getting less money for funding for schools. And there have been some issues potentially happening there with teachers, layoffs, those kinds of things. What are kind of some of the concerns that you've sort of heard from people when it comes to education funding?
Yeah, for sure. And so we know up there that it's the Peace River Wapiti School Division. So they're seeing a $340,000 reduction in the funding that they're going to receive next year. And what we also know is that we have the lowest per student funding in the country. So this is not a time where we feel it's appropriate to be seeing reductions in funding. We want to be seeing the opposite, right? We need to actually be seeing an increase of funding if we want to see the best outcome for our learners.
And also in that report, there was a lot of a lot of the school boards getting less funding. Quite a number of them were in different rural areas of the province where sometimes the infrastructure of the buildings could be a little bit behind, which can get in some of the bigger centers. Is that also something that could potentially cause issues down the line?
Yeah, absolutely. And that's a really interesting. So on capital funding, so on that funding for infrastructure for school buildings, we see different kinds of need, whether you're looking at a big center like Calgary, where I'm from, or if you're looking at rural. But we do see some commonalities across, and part of that is in that aging infrastructure that you mentioned. So, we are getting to the point where we have school buildings that are 50 plus years old, and those buildings require a lot more maintenance and upkeep. And that's, again, an area where one of the things that we've heard, actually, is that the Supplemental Enrollment Growth Grant, which is something that comes to growing boards later in the year. So it's not funding that rolls out at the beginning of the year, it comes towards the end. That's meant to cover the costs of in-year additions of students. But what we have heard is that many school boards are in fact having to use that fund to cover off emergency maintenance costs, because that's another area where the government continues to underfund in education.
And definitely, class sizes is definitely something a lot of people like to focus on with school concerns. And one point that I've heard from some people recently is the fact that, in the next probably couple of years or so, you're going to see the generation of kids, if you will, that were born during the height of the COVID era. A lot of them going to be starting school. And so there's probably going to be more students in the classes and, maybe not so many teachers to go with those. So what are kind of some things that you're hoping to see when it comes to dealing with class sizes?
Yeah, and class size. So one thing I will say that I'd like to say, and this is from speaking with teachers too, the increases in class size are a problem, certainly, but it's that increase in class complexity that is really causing a lot of challenges for teachers. Because as we've seen reductions in support grants for programs like PUF, what we've seen is a reduction in the additional supports that a teacher might have, to smooth over the operations of a classroom. So it's not just about having fewer teachers, though that certainly is a concern. It's also a lack of support staff in the way of like EAs. And then in rural areas particularly, what we see is a lack of access to the specialized support services. So that's things like your occupational therapist, your speech language pathologist. These are the kind of services, though, that are really required by students to get them to the level where they are able to equitably participate in the classroom setting. So that focus, again, on complexity is a big piece that we would like to see the government addressing, because that's really going to help teachers in terms of managing dynamics in the classroom.
And you mentioned the point there with some of the other staffing concerns around, you know, education assistance, the special needs types of things, and of course, and another thing that's sort of come up, I remember in that Alberta Teachers Association report you mentioned earlier, concerns that, you know, some of these school boards that are getting less funding could potentially have to, you know, make layoffs at a time where it's probably not a good thing, especially with, again, as we mentioned, potential class size issues coming up. Do you feel that there something also needs to be sort of done on that front as well?
Yeah, absolutely. And actually, you know, I was just reading an article this morning out of Medicine Hat, because Medicine Hat is one of the school divisions that's seeing a reduction in their funding. And the announcement they made was that, well, they were relieved that they weren't going to have to lay off any teachers. But the reason they weren't laying off teachers was because the reduction in positions was going to be accounted for simply through attrition, right? So you had a few people retiring, but then the school board does not have the funding to replace those positions. So all of this ties back around to that lowest per student funding in the country. We know that that's at the crux of the issue, is that base instructional grant. We need to see an increase in that, and we need to see that happening immediately from this government if they want to show Albertans that they are taking the issues in education seriously.
And finally, whenever we have guests join us here, the Training 55 Posse, we always like to throw in a little personal question to kind of show that these politicians are people too. And now we know this is a time of year where perhaps people, especially when it comes to cooking, might do some more interesting things, perhaps maybe with the barbecue or maybe trying out different recipes or whatnot. What about with you? What kind of some of your kind of go-to meals you like to cook up in your house?
Oh, that's a great question. So, and I'm looking forward to, because session is just about ending, which means I'll be going home. One thing that's happened since I started this job is that my kids have actually started doing a lot more cooking at home. And they've come to me now asking me to teach them how to do some of our recipes. So, we're going to start with the basic stuff. I think, you know, we'll be doing some tacos, definitely. Get out the barbecue, do some kebabs, anything that you can serve on rice for kids is an absolute hit. So looking forward to cooking, but most of all, looking forward to getting in the kitchen with my kids again.
Hope you get some good time to do that. Amanda Chapman, the NDP's education critic at the MLA for Calgary-Bennington. Thanks for joining us here today.
You bet. Thank you, Kyle.